Hello and welcome to, well, an absence of an episode of the History of the Germans. This is just a short message to let you know that unfortunately there will not be an episode of the History of the Germans this week. It's all the fault of a guy called Rafael Miranda who runs the world's best wine tasting at Quinta de Santiago over in Regi in the Douro Valley in Portugal. But no worries, normal service will resume next week. To explain what happened, let me briefly describe you how the process to create a new episode of the History of the Germans works. I usually start again on the Thursday, that's the day the latest episode has just dropped. I start by reading or rereading the key sources, usually that is the secondary literature, and if there is an actual chronicle, the chronicle. I don't do that all the time, but whenever I can spare an hour or so. But reading the sources isn't the only thing that happens during these Thursdays and Fridays, and then again over the weekend. Because whenever I have a moment to think, when I'm walking to the station, when I'm lying in bed before going to sleep, when I'm out running, I think about which parts of the story to exclude, which ones to focus on, and how to structure the episode. And structuring the episode is the really difficult part. Because this is a podcast and not a history seminar, each episode must tell a story that you hopefully find entertaining and satisfying. That means I use some storytelling techniques, such as the good old three-act structure. This tool that goes back to the ancient Greek tragedies suggests you start the story with an opening section that introduces the key protagonists, what they care about, and what they try to achieve, and hence why they might end up in conflict. In Act 2, then, the stakes go up, and the conflict escalates, which leads to Act 3, where the story finds its resolution as success, or in medieval Germany, more normally, failure. The problem is that history does not adhere to the three-act structure. It is, as Alan Banner wrote in The History Boys, just one bloody thing after another. And whilst I try to create entertaining episodes, it's even more important that the content is historically accurate. Therefore, this time tossing and turning is devoted to this question. How do I turn this sequence of facts into a story that you want to listen to on your way to work or when you're walking the dog? And that process is usually concluded by Sunday or Monday. That is when I know what will be in the episode and what I will leave out and how that story will unfold. On Tuesday, I then write the first draft of the script. That's where I put the meat on the bone of the story. That's when I check on the dates and the details, when I look for the right quotations to drop, and where I remove the sillier of the asides. On Wednesday, I start with a dry run of reading the script. That results in a lot of correction of the grammar, sentences made shorter. Yes, I am shortening sentences. And the overall flow and tone is improved. By Wednesday lunchtime, I record the show. That is the easiest and the quickest part. After 3 years of experience, I produce a lot less waste than in the beginning, which saves me a lot of time in the edit that usually takes another hour or two. Last bits of the process are uploading the MP3 files, writing show notes, creating episode artworks, and setting up the episode website. And if I'm doing really well, I also prepare the social media posts announcing the new episodes to drop. So, what went wrong this week? Several things, some work, but mostly pleasure. As you may know, I do a couple of other things beyond podcasting to keep me on the straight and narrow. Usually consulting work, but more recently I've picked up a gig as a lecturer in business strategy and economics. As the semester is drawing to its close, last Thursday was swamped with exam preparations and devising the final lectures. The real spanner in the works, though, was that I went out on a wine tasting weekend with friends in the Douro Valley in Portugal. The problem with friends, a beautiful landscape, delicious food and gorgeous wine is that the worrying in the head stops. Too much laughing, chatting, eating and drinking. I did not think about Henry VII's journey to Rome once for 4 days. Instead, I had a brilliant, brilliant time. I know some of you are into wine, so I will leave a couple of addresses in the show notes. Plus, I have a real recommendation. If you ever are in the area, book a lunch wine tasting at Quinta de Santiago in Regi. I've done a few hundred wine tastings in my life, but this is in the top 5, vying even for number 1 with Domaine de Souche in Jurançon. The setup is a modest farmhouse next to the grand family palace that has tragically burned down 7 years ago. The owner, Raphael, and his 3 brothers are now rebuilding the family estate, selling their wine under the Mao Yamao's brand, which means something like the brothers working hand in hand. The lunch takes place at the family dining table, and it is an immersion in Portuguese culture, food, and history. Rafael and his family are deeply rooted in the area. The food is classic, rustic, and incredibly delicious fare, all made from the ingredients grown on the farm over an open fire and by the lovely Aurora, who has been in the family for 38 years. The dishes are expertly chosen to highlight the exceptional wines the brothers are producing. The highlight is, however, Rafael's hospitality. Within minutes, you feel like talking to an old friend. He's full of stories and anecdotes, utterly disregarding the three-act structure, but he also has a genuine interest in getting to know his guests. We talked about rugby, life, family, politics, anything you would talk about at a very good dinner party. Ah, and the wine is quite exceptional as well. There it is. I had fun, which is why I did not think about how to structure the episode. Which is why on Tuesday I wrote a script that I looked at this morning and I decided it was simply not good enough. That is why you don't have an episode. I am sorry. But then, also, not sorry. A new episode will drop next week and all will be back to normal, except for me having a smile on my face every time I think back to the weekend. See you all next time.